One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. We started sharing from a beautiful prayer that many of us know. A lot of us have prayed that prayer all our lives. 2 Corinthians chapter number 13. Are you ready? 2 Corinthians chapter number 13, and I'm reading from verse 14. Now some of you wonder why I have to read it, because you've been quoting it all your life. Well, I want you to see it's actually in the book. It's right in the Bible. And then, of course, it will help you to begin your meditation on that verse. It says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
I want you all to read that verse together. 1, 2, go. Praise the Lord. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. And that's a beautiful prayer. And last night we began to share on the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I said we're going to move from there into the next part of it, which is the love of God. Now I'd like you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We shall travel together, my Bible and I. Now if you don't have a Bible, I feel so sorry for you. Now if you have a Bible, hold it up and sing it with me. I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We shall travel together, my Bible and I. Don't worry, some of you don't know the song. Before this program is over, you'd learn it. Verse number 9, 2 Corinthians chapter 8. You know, when John Wesley was dying, on his deathbed, he called somebody. He said, come. He said, what was the verse that I got my text from the last time I was preaching? The man said, sir, from 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9, he said, read it to me again. He said, read it to me again. And then they read the verse to him. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might become rich. And John Wesley said, yes, thank you. That's the only foundation. There's none other. And then he checked out and went to be with Jesus. Something so powerful in that verse. I want you to look at it again. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor. Though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor. That he through his poverty might become rich. Firstly, I just want you to quickly understand that there he's not talking about spiritual riches and spiritual poverty, because Jesus never became any less the Son of God when he was in his physical body than he was in the bosom of the Father. And when you study it in context, you study that 2 Corinthians chapter 8 in context, you understand he's talking about financial prosperity. He was talking about being rich financially. I just want you to understand. That's by the way, okay? You understand that? Can you catch that easily? Okay. I don't want you to think, oh yes, he became poor for us spiritually. No. He remains the Son of God. But you see, he laid down his reputation, the Bible tells us. He laid down his riches, his wealth, everything, and identified himself with us and took our place. He became us. I hope you can figure that out. He became us. And then the Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Thank you, Lord. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sakes, he became poor. Now that's something I want you to understand. It was for your sakes. It wasn't for God's sake. You hear some people pray and they say, bless this food, oh Lord, for Christ's sake. It's not for Christ's sake. God doesn't bless the food for Christ's sake. Hello? He doesn't bless it for Christ's sake. It's for your sake. You're the one going to eat the food. So God will bless it for your sake. Lord, we're going on a trip. Be with us for Christ's sake. No. That's the wrong prayer. It's for your sake. Everything he did was for your sake. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor. For your sakes he became. Understand that he became. He was not poor, but became poor for your sakes. Now, that verse doesn't end there. He says that he became poor for your sakes. That ye, for whose sake he became poor, that ye, through his poverty, through his sacrifice, might become rich. You were not rich, but now, through him, you become rich. Until you catch that revelation, you will never enter into your wealthy place in God. You've got to catch it. You've got to know it. Your trust cannot be in the government. Your trust cannot be in your company. Your trust cannot be in the society. Your trust cannot be in any banking plan. Your trust has to be in who you are. Wealth, the Bible says, a man's life consisted not in the abundance of things that he possesses. Your wealth is not those things around you. Your wealth is not your bank account. Your wealth begins from inside you. Inside you. Inside you. It's who you are on the inside. First, look inwards. The work has been wrought on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Look, if anybody anywhere, it makes no difference where you live. If anybody anywhere gets a hold of God's eternal word, it'll change you. Hallelujah. It'll change you. So when you understand what I just read to you, it says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor, that he, through his poverty, might become rich. All right? Did he do it? Yes. He became that I might become. Understand it. He became that I might become. So he fulfilled his part. He said, lo, in the volume of the book, it is written of me. I come to do thy will, O God. He stepped into what was written concerning him. We are to step into what has been written concerning us. Because in the volume of the book, it is written of you. He says, glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. Hallelujah. You know, I'm looking at you now, and I'm thinking, what God can do with someone who dares to believe? What the Spirit of God can work out in your life? If you can only know who you really are, all you have to do is mix the Word of God with faith. See, the Word is coming to you, and the Word produces faith in you. And don't wait for you to mix that faith that is produced by God's Word in your heart. Mix it with the Word. In other words, act on the Word.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@lovell360.com.